SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Some 160 million of us are under some kind of winter storm advisory, watch, or warning as that massive storm cranks up, preparing to march from the southern Rockies clear across the country into New England. Heavy snow, sleet, freezing rain, and bitterly cold temperatures are in the forecast. What you'll see depends on your location. Reporter Kristen Hall's location is on the road in Nashville.
Transportation workers like Austin here are already out pre-treating the roads. Forecasters are warning about heavy ice and snow accumulation that could cause dangerous travel conditions as well as long-standing power outages.
The severe weather expected to persist right through the weekend. President Trump's announced framework for a plan to control Greenland is being hailed by a member of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill, Texas Congressman Keith Self addressed the Greenland issue with host Tony Perkins.
Is this going to be a part of the missile defense system there in Greenland?
Undoubtedly, because that's the northern route, the Arctic route that the missiles will come. So you're going to have an expansive rope, because we say it's based on Iron Dome, but Iron Dome is a very short-range missile that Israel developed with us. Golden Dome is going to have to be much higher, much longer range, with a much wider reach. So that's why Greenland is so important.
Congressman Self's complete interview will air when this week on Capitol Hill is broadcast starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Pro-lifers are pumped up and ready for today's 53rd annual March for Life in Washington, D.C., going from the National Mall to the Capitol to the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 107 points. This is SRN News. A prediction about artificial intelligence and faith.
It comes from historian and public intellectual Yuval Harari. He thinks that before too much longer, AI will take over religion. Speaking at the World Economic Forum this week, Harari told an audience that, quote, anything made of words will be taken over by AI. If religion is built from words, then AI will take over religion. This is particularly true of religions based on books like Islam, Christianity, or Judaism. He also warns that AI will, quote, lie and manipulate. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge has ruled in favor of West Texas A&M University, allowing the school to block a 2023 drag show by the student group Spectrum WT. This decision resets the legal battle over the drag show ban and cancels a pending appeal. U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek ruled that the university did not violate the First Amendment in this case. This is SRN News. Now that a Democrat has taken over as Virginia's top prosecutor,
Virginia's new attorney general reversing his predecessor's stance on in-state tuition for immigrants who are in the country illegally. Jay Jones filing a motion to withdraw from an agreement with the Justice Department that sought to invalidate the Virginia Dream Act of 2020. It provided in-state tuition to students meeting high school attendance requirements, regardless of immigration status. Well, the Justice Department challenged the law, claiming it discriminates against out-of-state U.S. citizens. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump is suing J.P. Morgan Chase and its CEO Jamie Dimon for $5 billion, alleging the bank closed his accounts for political reasons after he left office in January of 2021. More details at srnnews.com.